in a perfect blend of style and substance, former cowboy wrestler Mo Lawal. That's King Mo Lawal, won the light heavyweight championship. He joins us now. Mo, how's it going?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good. Just relaxing back at home in Cali and just chilling.
Well, there's a lot of folks that believe in you and your ability to fight your fight. You did that this last Saturday night on CBS television in front of millions of fans. Talk to us about the event.
Oh, man, it was a great event. You know, a tough fight. You know, people counted me out. They thought I was going to go out there and get knocked out and brutally destroyed by Gegard Mousasi, who's the Strikeforce and Dream Champion, and he was a top 10 fighter. And this is my first fight against a fighter that was in the top 10, and I passed the test.
You had some guys in your head. These are, as I call them, the voices in your head. You had the voices of Daniel Cormier, one of your college coaches, Hardell Moore, Jamil Kelly, yeah. Captain Albertson, Kevin Jackson, and others. Talk to us about these voices in your head.
Champion by Design, they sent me an iPod with some of my favorite tracks on it, and in the back I could hear the guys yelling instructions to me, telling me, relax, breathe, work, and then you can beat this guy. They're giving me positive reinforcement, and I listened to it, and, you know, it's just, you know, that all that came out third round, because when I needed, you know, it gave me an extra boost, when I was just thinking about, you know, all the stuff they were telling me, and relax, breathe, and work, score, get strong in your positions, and that's what I was doing in my fight.
You know, if you think about all that you have attempted in your life and in your career to now be 7-0 in professional mixed martial arts competition, well, some would say that it's been an unlikely road. How has the road been for you to get to where you are today?
Man, it's a somewhat rocky road. You know, it's been smooth, but at some points are rocky, you know. And I've had, you know, just, it's still a good one, though. I enjoy it, so, I'm glad I made it this far. I'm looking to get farther.
So the soundtrack you were listening to in your head and your heart, courtesy of those great guys at Champion by Design, they really helped you to achieve that win. Now you give them credit, but what do you say to the haters out there? I know you've got that tattoo. I think it's on one of your hands. What do you say to the haters, the Mola Wall haters?
Well, you know, just keep on hating, and I'm going to keep on winning, like I said in the interview. You know, all I could do is keep on winning, and eventually, you know, if they keep on hating me for winning, then that means they hate themselves. So, you know, all I can do is keep pushing forward and keep on winning.
Did you think when winning All-American honors at the 2003 NCAA D1 Championships, I think you took third that year, if memory serves, did you think, were you even able to think or project out this far that you would be a star among stars throughout the Asian continents? And now coming back to fight here in the States, where you would really reign supreme in a night of what-ifs.
I had no idea. I didn't know what to expect, because at that time, the WWE came with a contract, and I was like, should I do it? And then it was freestyle, and then it's MMA. So I was like, I loved all three, because I love wrestling. I love freestyle. I love MMA. And WWE, man, I love that, too. Because like, that's probably another career. And, you know, I'm done fighting. I probably look to jump in the WWE if they still want me.
If they so want you, you know they do. Gerald Briscoe and Jim Ross, that's what they talk about, is that boy from Texas that wrestled for the Cowboys of Oklahoma State. They want Muhammad Lawal because Muhammad Lawal is a showman. And here's the difference as I see it. You have your guys that are showmen that aren't great fighters. You have your guys that are great fighters that are terrible showmen. Muhammad Lawal is exactly the mixture of the two that we need in this sport, somebody who understands there is a show part of the business. You've endorsed that, haven't you?
Yeah.
And your family, talk a bit about the support of your family, because that has been ultimately, a key to your ability to do what you do as well as you're doing.
Yeah, man, I have a 10-year-old brother who, like, this is one of my biggest fans. And he, he's like, he's real supportive of my mom, my stepdad is. My brother, my sister's in Germany. She's in the army, and she's a nurse out there. And my brother, he's like all my fights, and my cousins, they're all supportive. They all watch the fights, and they all try to scout my opponents for me and tell me what to look out for. Even my mama tries to. Somebody who watched film on state. Mo, you gotta watch film on this guy. He has a great shot. You know, he has good jiu-jitsu. I'm like, all right, I'll check him out.
We're talking to a man who absolutely listens to the voices in his head. That's King Mo LaWall, the brand new champion. And I'll tell you what, it feels good, Mo, to shout down some of those haters because you've had some great support out there too. Dave Carpinello at Punch Drunk Gamer has been a big supporter of yours, been very positive in his support because I think he sees the heart of the champion too. And a heart of champion is not necessarily something you're born with. It's something you can develop. And I've watched you, man. I've watched you from high school into college and in college and beyond, watching you grow as a person. How do you feel you've grown as a person?
You know, the mobile wall, I'm cool. You know, I'm a given person. I'm respectful. Well, you know, and people don't understand that because when I do the King Mo thing, that's just me can compete with selling fights with not to disrespect any of my opponents, you know, but I feel like I've grown a lot, you know, I'm more mature and I'm more respectful of other people.
You know, if you think about Nashville, Tennessee now, is there a lot of love and respect for the folks in Nashville at the Bridgestone Arena?
Yeah, you know what, even though they did boo me, you know, I still have a lot of love and respect for those people because I was born right outside Nashville in Murfreesboro. And, you know, granted, I wanted to give the crowd what they wanted, but, you know, I fell short with the entertainment, you know, even though I tried my best, but I got the W, and that's all, you know, that's all I could do is get the W because when it comes down, it could have been a great, it could have been a really exciting, and if I were to lose, you know, the people would be like, hey, Mo lost, you know, they wouldn't care that it was exciting. But the fact
Mo LaWall joins us. Mo, if you think about that night, it was capped with a fight in the cage after the fight. What were your thoughts on what happened in the cage after the event?
I know. I missed all that. I don't know what happened.
It was some guys that were backing each other up. I'll tell you that right now. But it was, I guess it was a bit surprising that it took place on that level. And when you see the guys, you know, that were involved, whether it's Jake Shields or his crew or, you know, his potential next opponent and his crew, I'm wondering, you know, that there's still some guys out there that don't quite know how to handle their celebrity. And Strikeforce in Nashville was not the right time or the right place for that type of riot or that type of competition between Jason Mayhem Miller and Jake Shields. Jake is a classy guy, but you see what Jake Miller did and his guys, it certainly took a little bit of the shine off of your victory. I'm hoping that they can put that back to where it needs to go, and we can let that type of activity go on for other organizations in other cities, certainly not one where Mo LaWall is putting on one of the great shows. A lot of people were talking about your back being exposed during the entire time. Well, it was exposed like a giant motion picture screen and a giant V. At any time, did you feel yourself in any kind of peril, you know, from being on top? Because he certainly seemed to be awfully comfortable on his back, and you were able to take him down at will.
I wasn't worried whatsoever because I had the best jiu-jitsu coach you could get. Dean Lister, Fabricio Verdun, Hama Overall, even Mayhem, and Noguera. And all those guys are world champions. Like, actually, the first two guys I named were Doom, Hamalo, and Dean Lister were all multiple world champions in something, either Abu Dhabi or Mundials. From what I studied, Musashi, he's a go-to submission fighter. What I mean by that is he has no setup. It's like, you know, in wrestling, you got guys that just dive at legs. You got guys that will set up shots with hand fighting and fakes and motion. Well, Musashi just dives for submissions. Like, you know, we'll go for a triangle, we'll go for an armbar, we'll go for a kimura without setting it up, and you can see it. And he really never came close to anything. I saw everything before it came.
You are known for your incredible strength, and his job is to bend that arm or put your shoulder into a position where it's going to be ultimately painful, and or the leg or the ankle. In this case, you were able to battle through anything that he tried and come out ultimately victorious. Would you say that it's your base of wrestling that got you through the night?
Yeah, Russ was coming out of my, because when it came down to it, man, it was third period. I liked it. You know, who's that one guy, you know what I'm saying? Because when the third period came, I think the fourth period, it's not over. It's overtime. I was like, oh, man, it's not over. It's overtime. I love that.
It's always overtime for King Mo, man, because when he hits you, you're going to feel it. And if he gets past your guard, believe me, it's definitely overtime. Maybe that's Mo's new tattoo. Well, we want to thank our friends at Champions by Design. They created the soundtrack that is Mo's life with the voices of great guys like Daniel Cormier, DC, screaming in your ear, what are you kidding me? How about your Central Oklahoma college coach, Hardell Moore, Jamel Kelly, Captain Albertson, Kevin Jackson. There's been some great guys that have been with you on that road in your head. Will that continue? Will that kind of effort continue for you?
Yeah, it'll be there always. You know, I support them, they support me. You know what I'm saying? It's the family.
Light heavyweight champion. Have they positioned up a potential candidate to face you next?
Not yet.
But you're not going to run from anybody, man. You're willing to take on all comers, right?
Yep. Whoever's
going to
step up will get beat up.
That's what we're talking about. King Mo LaWall, as they say, long live the King, Mo. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.